Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
I mean, look, we're going to bring in Michael to start the show as we wait for Joey D. And I'm going to pose the question to you, Mikey, is, you know, there was a theory out there that maybe Joey D's tardiness is a way of him establishing dominance. So I just want to get your take on that. Is that, could that be what it is? We're
dominance,
looking at here, Michael?
Dominance in what arena, Bob? In what arena is he being dominant or establishing dominance in that? Like that he like could just do whatever he wants?
Just like a big league type move.
I mean, I think that's already been established that Joe's a big leaguer, is it not?
You think so?
I think so.
I think there is quite a track record to go off of.
I wouldn't disagree. I wouldn't disagree.
Now, he did just come into the weight room, so we're going to act like this conversation never happened. And we'll just keep the ball rolling. And
it's a nice looking hat there, Bob. Real nice.
Right back at you. I'm going to talk a little bit about that hat as we let the D-man in. This is Joey D here, also known as the Big Diesel, also known as the Codfather. In comes the D-man.
Looking skinny, Joe.
He's shed some weight.
His face,
I'm down
dude.
Almost 20 pounds, dude.
Yo, your face, bro. I could see it immediately in your face. The moon face has completely been obliterated.
I lose in my face first. The chiseled hard granite gut, that's the one that takes a while to really slim down. I got to keep going. But I'm down almost 20 pounds, dude. So I got that going for me. It's been, you know what it was? I thought it was going to happen overnight, Michael, and it's been a little bit of a slow process. My goal is that by the summertime, June, July-ish, that's when I really see the benefits of like the long play, you know?
There's no better feeling than, you know, I think every guy out there has like that one pair of like dress pants or jeans or whatever, like golf shorts, something in their drawer or in their closet that like they haven't worn in like some time, because the first time they put it on, it's like, damn, this is a little like, this just is not comfortable.
Yeah.
And if you ever get into that and you finally have a little wiggle room in there, that is one of like the top five feelings. Not that this is going to be a top five, but top five feelings in the world, putting on something like that and just being like comfortable in it. That's a real nice feeling.
I used to just buy medium shirts just to motivate myself to get in down to the medium.
Medium's so tough. You're not a little person. You're not like a short guy. So like medium's real tough.
In the breezy though, I've moved my way down to the mediums and the breezy, just because the breezies do run a little bit.
The polo?
Yeah, they run a little bit large.
I'm in an XL breezy polo, which is insane. Like I'm a double X in almost everything, but I've like an XL breezy polo.
Yeah, they run a little big. Joey D has a spitting chicklets hat on today. Usually I'm big on not promoting anything other than our own, but spitting chicklets is just, these guys, Michael, were absolutely, I mean, one of my most longly awaited collabs that I wanted.
They were tremendous.
My God, are they just absolutely unbelievable. Mikey, I can't tell. I mean, you got the sweater. Did Ohio State win the
national championship? That looks nice, man.
Yeah, this is my. I think this is my favorite thing that I got. Honestly,
walked out of a snow, like it's snow white.
Yeah.
The problem with that is it's going to get dirty, and once
it's not being worn out, Joe. This is only a house sweater. This is a house sweater.
Dry cleaning situation, like that's a nice. Yeah. What did that run you? Was that in stadium?
I can't talk about this. Because this is the player issued media day Nike tech.
Player issued. Oh my God, Michael.
You know, it was sold out on Nike.com. They had them in the stadium in the merch tent for the first day that they opened the merch tent, and they were gone, and I wasn't there yet. So this was an eBay purchase. So you know, eBay is
eBay's still going, eh?
eBay's still going. Yeah, eBay's still going. Still going strong.
I thought Amazon wiped them the fuck out.
Well, the thing about eBay is like you find stuff on eBay that like if something's like that's one of the places you got to go if you can't find it anywhere. Some guy sitting on something that you want That's the place you could go to. Amazon, you know, they have what's in stock. Once it's gone, it's gone. But yeah.
Looks nice, though, Michael.
Oh, this is a super comfortable piece. That's a super comfy piece.
Does look really, really nice. Really, nice. I can't believe that we found out after the national championship that the O line, the Ohio State O line, was all about, about that action.
I said to Josh Fryer yesterday, he's like, he DM'd me and he's like, I want to come on the show. And he's probably listening. I was like, dude, I'm like, why did you wait until the season was over to DM me to tell me that you and the O-line like listened to the show and that you guys liked the show? I like, that would have been so funny if I could have brought the whole O-line on before the national title. It would have been so fucking funny. But anyway, yeah, that it's good though. That feels good. Feels good.
And then another thing I want to talk about, Mikey, if you're okay with talking about it, is can you talk to them about what you're doing with the NIL is new? That would really, to be honest, when you posted it on Instagram, I didn't
What
really
do you mean
understand.
NIL?
Listen to this, D.
So I'm taking a 6 week course. It's 6 weeks. It's an hour and a half every night for 6 weeks, one day a week, to get certified for NIL representation. So it's basically it's a class you take, and there's five instructors. And it's all people from like, there's an attorney, there's someone high up at like I believe it's UCLA that deals with like player relations and you know how they pay the players out through NIL deals. And it's basically just to give me the certification to go into the NIL space to be able to bridge the gap between brands and the collegiate athlete. So I'm going to try and help some
You're
guys
becoming
out.
an agent.
And co not an agent, really, just an NIL rep for college, because pro agents have to go through testing and you got to get like, it's a
I
whole
was going to say,
different
that's a
animal for
whole
pros.
career.
Yeah, no,
Like, you
that's a whole
can't take
different.
a
So
crash course.
the NIL thing, the end game really is just to get some of the guys that I made connections with, the potential to have their, brand brought in front of other brands so they can, make money for themselves while they're in college, but, give them the kind of representation where they're not going to get, screwed over, they're not going to get, raked over the coals, like just making those initial connections for some of
The
these
cuzzy
guys.
connections, that's what
That's
they're going to
it.
call
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
it.
Yeah. So that's something I'm going to do. I mean, listen, I spoke to the guy who runs the class. He heard like about our, he knows a little bit about our podcast and he knows like kind of what we've been doing over the years. And he was like, he heard my story. What I do for a living and all this stuff. And he's like, I think he gave me like a discounted rate on the course. So it was a no-brainer for me. I think it'll
How
be
would you
something that'll
share
be
your
fun.
story to someone who didn't know who Michael V was? Like, what's the
Wait,
story? How do you
we got
share
fucking
your story? Like,
Dyer and Sawyer over here.
That's a deep story.
This guy's fucking, I'm interested. Like, how do you begin to share your story? What
I
is
mean,
the
I
cuzzy
well,
story
he
look
was
like?
like he didn't understand kind of like how I was able to like create a like a social media like presence. He was like flabbergasted when I told him, my whole background and what I do and how I got into it and then
Number
like
one
what it
bear
became.
supporter
Well,
on
that was, yeah, and I mean originally when I,
Instagram.
back in 2016 when I started, doing all this, like that was all it was. I never even had my face out there. I mean, nobody knew who the account was until like COVID 2020 when I first started interviewing, Alex Brown, and we started doing that weekly show, and then I started getting other players and stuff.
Shout out
And
Alex
then
Brown.
until Bob, like until I went on the Patreon Happy Hour, I mean, and met you guys, really, there was nothing other than just what I was doing with the
I thought
bear
your name
stuff.
was Bear Down for a while.
Yeah.
Mikey, I never asked you. Like, I hear Perez tell the story all the time. Like, when you came to the Patreon, what brought you to the Patreon?
You know what's funny about that? I honestly think it was Cafone. I think it was Cafone
Was
because
it really?
I was following him, I think, because we have so many mutual friends, and I saw him throw up and some of the guys that I go to the beach vacation with. One of the guys, the kid Jimmy, he was in that Patreon happy hour, and he told me too. He was like, "I think it's so funny. Like, it's just a bunch of guys shooting the shit," and that was it. And then, we went in that one time, and the rest is history, I
Yeah, because
guess.
Bob, you brought Mikey and Smigs on like back to back. Like they were very close, like in proximity where they both came on. And I was like, I didn't know who either of them were. I was like, who are these guys? But they were
Yeah.
funny.
You know
I
when
remember.
Smigzy caught my attention? Maybe we were talking to him prior, but you could always see Smigzy and Mikey hit it off. But when Smigzy came on and did the when he came on and he did that Coach Yost impression, that,
Yeah,
do you remember when he did that?
he did the 1940s baseball announcer.
Welcome to the
Oh,
Brooklyn
yeah,
Brilliant
welcome.
Light Off Show. It's brought to
The
you
cheap,
by
corny
Quick.
hustler. Very
Yeah.
good, very good,
Yeah,
very good.
that was
All right.
unbelievable. I was playing that song Glenn Miller in the mood in the background.
Oh,
Welcome to
yeah.
the Brilliant Dumb Show.
I tell you what, man, simpler times, Bob.
I
Simpler
know.
times, Bob. You know, that COVID lockdown was a real motherfucker.
I know.
That Patreon brought a lot. I mean, we wouldn't have Perez.
I know, it's
Yeah.
crazy.
Could
It's
you
crazy. Oh, yeah.
imagine that?
That
There's some
was,
characters on
to
that,
be
bro.
honest, too,
There's
like,
some characters on
it,
that.
remember
I
Huckabuck?
wonder. Huckabee's still. I mean, Huckabee's an
We
OG. I mean,
saw
he's still
him the
around.
other day, or not the other day, but a little while. Where were we, Bob? Where we saw him, and he was
At
like, he's a mammoth of a guy.
the
You were at,
Halliday
right. He's a
liquor
big
store
boy. Signing, right? The
yep
liquor store. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah
yeah.
bro, those
And that.
times I would look forward to those happy hours. Like, those were
They were
so
fun.
much fucking fun,
Remember
dude. And
Jerry was trying to eat
oh yeah.
the Freezies? Like, and like that when we had the when I had the only subs meet up last month, I mean you had some OG. I mean Miles was there, Frankie
Yeah.
DeLuca was there,
Oh,
like some of
DeLuca.
those like
Owen Diltz.
OG guys. Owen
Diltz.
Diltzy, I don't think Diltzy was there.
Diltz. He's
I
in real
wonder where
estate now.
that kid, like, remember that kid, Carlton Cherry Bob? I
Of
wonder
course. Oh,
what
that guy
Carlton's
was.
doing right now. Domingo, those
Oh,
guys.
my
Domingo.
God. Remember, Domingo
Domingo.
joined us from the club one time? He came in. He came in from like a nightclub where he was like tripping on acid. Bro, those happy hours were off the charts.
Remember one time Carlton Cherry was like showing us, he was like cooking like a pork chop in like this ch in
Yeah.
this kitchen, and all he had was like a pork chop, a Yankee candle. And like a butcher and a
Oh,
butcher knife. And I was like, man, this is just something that doesn't look like it's going to end well at all. But yeah, those were fun times, fun times.
yeah, I mean, they really were. I would look forward to. The only thing I really didn't look forward to, which I would do every Thursday, that was when I had, or maybe halfway through it, when I left Connolly, where the Patreon was the only source of income. So I would do the IG lives to promote.
Oh, this guy was recruiting half of the
Bro.
country.
I
Bro, it was
was
so
begging. I
fun.
was
He was like
begging
Tony
for money.
Robbins on an
Yeah.
Instagram
Yeah.
live. Dude, he would get so fired up for those lives, bro. So
Yeah.
fired up. Executive producer level. Oh,
Bro,
which was all bullshit.
unbelievable.
Executive producer didn't do shit. You just got
Yeah,
paid.
listen, some
Oh,
people
look.
use it as a resume
They
builder.
did. They did.
Some
Yeah.
people
Who
use it as
did?
a resume
Well,
builder.
that
Some
was the
guy sent it to
point.
Bob. I don't forget who it was.
That was the big point of the executive producer was to say that you're a producer on the Brilliantly Dumb Show for colleges
It
or jobs. So
was around
I
the same
got,
time Bob was saying he was sponsored by Windex.
yeah. If you ever got legitimately interviewed and they asked you a question about what you actually do as a producer, you would be so fucked. Unless you like had some kind of back, you'd have no idea what to say, none
Yeah.
whatsoever. You just put it on there and hope no one ever like doubles down on questioning you on it. But fun times.
Ticket before he started working on Bob DeSports used to just put me down that I was his, that he was my assistant for years. So I would always just get calls about
Oh,
him and they'd be like, we're here on behalf of Neil Arnett. And the first time he didn't even tell me that he was doing it. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? He's like, oh shit, sorry, I forgot to tell you. But yeah, he used to do that. I do want to say, quick shout out, breezygulp.com. I think, I mean, Joe, you've seen it. Mikey, you got the big box.
best, one of the best.
Promoted it very well. Is I mean, this waste management stuff is just
It's
absolutely off the
top tier.
charts. Yeah, it really is.
Dude,
Really
I
is.
got
Listen,
everything. The Q zips are unbelievable. The hats, the colors, the designs.
every drop has been good, but this drop, the quality and the attention to detail. You know,
yeah.
the t-shirts are fucking mint. And they got like the little the breezy flag, but not like, you know, screen printed. It's like the rubber,
It's
the patch
embroidered.
pressed on there. No, it's like the rubbery patch almost, Joe.
No, but
embroidery.
embroidered, it means it's like it's stitched on.
So stitched on, yeah, it's stitched on for sure. And then the hoodie with the cactus logo that's embroidered on there
Yeah.
is great. And I mean, all the stuff is really, really, really nice. And I mean, I had guys hitting me up. They were like, "Yo, where the fuck is the maroon hat? Like it went like
I'll tell
this."
you where you'll find it. You find it at the Waste Management merch shop. They're going
Wow.
to have everything there. And by the
Yeah.
way, there's going to be a lot of people there looking for it. I hope that shit sells out, Bob, in like a day.
I mean, last time we went there, granted they didn't buy as much, but we got to the tournament on a Wednesday. The tournament hadn't even started
You're
and they
getting
had
one thing
sold
of
out.
hats.
Just really cool. I mean, to see yourself, but
That's
yeah,
awesome.
we were tucked away in the corner of the merch shop. It was pretty bad. Like we went in and we couldn't even find it. You had Barstool stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
But testament to how far it's come, now the setup we have, they send a picture.
A
You
big
walk
boy.
in, yeah, you'd
Nice.
see
Yeah,
it.
good.
So
Good.
really cool. Mikey, maybe you could bring Diego Pava over to Breezy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he'll be out there for sure,
Mikey's
so.
gonna get him on that NIL deal.
Get him on that.
He's
Get
got
him
war
on.
he went, you know, he went to court to get another year of eligibility. They awarded him one more year of eligibility, so he's back at Vandy this year,
How do
last
you
year.
but go to court? I mean, how do
COVID,
you
he had to file like an injunction to get the extra 1 year of
really,
eligibility.
and what?
How that works, I couldn't get into the minutiae of the legalities of it, but he got the extra year. I don't know, but he's got it, so he's there for another year.
Do
He's
me a favor,
plus 20,000, Joseph, to bet him on the Heisman.
did the Tennessee game end?
Yeah, went under.
Are you good? Tennessee game over?
Tennessee head, baby.
Okay, can we turn it off?
It's off, Bob. I
Okay.
thought you had. What did you take on it?
He's got the board. He's got the board
I don't know.
open.
I had one game. I had Tennessee, and they fucking closed out without Ziegler, too. Everybody and their mother was on Florida.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Tell you what they do really well. Joe, you probably see me wear them a lot. If you are a joggers guy, their joggers are awesome, but their shorts, like their shorts to work out in.
I got to get myself some a pair. You said we're going to get a sample. No, Bob?
I
You're going to
forgot
send
to,
us?
yeah, I remember
Well,
you
you
saying
are, but
that, and I
Mikey,
forgot to send
yeah,
anything.
it's all
You
right.
got
I
my
completely
sizes, Bob,
forgot.
right? I should have a package coming to me.
Yeah,
Bob,
you
when's it
got
getting here, Bob?
it.
Why is nothing here?
It's coming.
I totally forgot. I fucking
It's okay.
I whiffed on that,
It's
so I
good
gotta.
stuff, man. Really is. Our guy Venom Page is
Is he
fighting
fighting
right
right
now, the
now?
UFC.
Oh
Yeah, I don't
man.
know. I
Is
hope
this
he
one
wins.
this is abroad this UFC today?
It's in
Yeah.
Dubai
So
or
like
Abu
I you know
Dhabi.
what, man? I love the UFC, but God, I hate when they have these early starts. There's
I
just no
know.
chance of me watching it. There's no chance. I can't get to it. It's
I
just
can't compete with college basketball and the
it's
board
not even
and
the competition, but
golf's
like
on.
for someone with kids, like the UFC, listen, people want to bitch about the UFC when it's on the, you know, in America on those late time slots where like the main card doesn't go off till midnight. I personally love that. Yes, it's a little harder to stay awake, but if the fights are good, it's not. But it's like the kids are all sleeping, got nothing to worry about, nowhere to go. Like it's perfect. When this starts like this, I'm out.
Yeah, I tell
Unfortunately,
you, who
I'm
was
out.
on fire in the last fights was a one Bobby Fairways couldn't miss.
If
This
I'm
guy
seeing it
was seeing
well,
the board
yeah, I
unbelievably
really
well, Mikey.
was.
You
How
might
about
have to
this
take
dirtbag scumbag who, fighter on his podcast? What a
that's
piece of shit
what
this
happened.
guy is.
That's my cell.
Okay, we'll
That's
get
my
into
cell.
it.
No.
All
I
right,
mean, it's
cool. All right,
okay. You can talk about, but what an all-time
what
total
happened? Oh,
scumbag,
Joe,
bro.
really bad, really
It,
bad,
oh my God, Joe.
really
This
bad.
oh my gosh.
Actually, the worst I could confidently say, and these guys, you know, these UFC guys say some crazy shit. This was by far the most tone deaf, out of touch,
What did
lowest
he
IQ
say?
take I've ever heard in
Joe,
my
he
life,
said
Joe.
that if to him, based on his research, that Hitler actually was a good guy and that he would go fishing with Hitler and he had good intentions and all
Who
that
is this
stuff.
guy?
He's a fighter. You know, I think, oh no, we didn't see him, but I saw him fight once and got knocked out. He almost quit because of how bad he got knocked out. What I was going to buy, I was going to sell this Bryce Mitchell. What a, like you said,
Bryce
Mikey,
Mitchell, is that his name?
Bryce Mitchell, yeah, tone
Yeah.
deaf, scumbag.
Maybe some screws aren't loose, or loose upstairs after that
Dude, a
knockout.
lot of them are like that, but like even Sean Strickland and a lot of people
He's out of
hate Sean
control.
Strickland. A lot of people, but I was going to say, a lot of people hate Sean Strickland. Even he was like, yeah, I don't agree with what this guy just said.
Oh, did he?
Like,
I didn't see that.
yeah, he tweeted something like that. Like, it was kind of half-assed trying to defend free speech, but on the other side, he like immediate was like, I don't agree with it. Because like, and for that guy who's always like, he's one of the guys I feel like is a main target for a lot of people, UFC wise. But this guy Mitchell, man, like, and that's, I mean, Dana addressed it right away at the press conference. He's like, I can't discipline him. It's free speech. But he goes, the wonderful thing about UFC is you could watch him get his ass kicked in front of however many million
Well,
people. So everyone in the world is going to be rooting against this
when
scumbag.
is he
So,
fighting?
fighting tonight, I think, right, Bob? Or no? Is he
no,
not fighting
I
tonight?
think he fights the next card
Okay.
he's on. I think
Okay.
I could be wrong,
I could be
but
wrong too. I don't know.
I was gonna sell Bryce Mitchell's comments, but then buy Dana's press conference on it. The way he now, granted, he's a friend of the pod, we're biased, but the way he handled it, and he just eviscerated
Yeah,
this guy
he did.
Dana has a
Dude.
way of like if something's going down, he's like the cleanup crew. Like
Yeah.
he just has a way of just like making things go away. It's
It's true.
unbelievable.
He was like, I've heard some dumb things in my life from fighters and stuff. He goes, this was by far the dumbest thing. I mean, I completely agree. It was so bad. And then he went after Jews, he went after homosexuals.
Oh
I mean,
my God.
it was
Well, what was
so
the
it was
point
a
of his
nightmare.
rants?
Just a nightmare.
He was
I
on a
don't know if it was
podcast.
his podcast, right? This is a problem,
But
man.
that's the thing that Dana said. He's like, it's free speech. He's like, the worst part about it is guys got a podcast. Like, that's the world we live
It
in
was on
today.
his podcast or someone else's?
Is and he's like, we can't control it. We can't control what they say, but now everybody can hope this guy gets knocked out.
I
And then
think with today, there's so many podcasts out there now that people sometimes go out and deliberately say the most shocking, absolute ridiculous shit because now we're talking about a guy's podcast that we wouldn't have even known. And whether it's bad, good, indifferent, like sometimes people are willing to do some crazy shit to get in the fucking, at least to be in the discussion, you know?
yeah, no, I mean, look, it's true. Yeah. And then it forces some other podcast to go out and say some dumb, crazy shit to try and compete. I always go back to, I used to be the biggest Colin Cowherd fan of all time. And even with his
Oh.
show, I feel like I felt this transition of him, like change. Like Skip
He
Bayless had
stinks.
always
He
done it, but
doesn't even,
like,
Bob, this guy don't even know what he's talking about, Bob. He
I
makes the
told
most
Bob a long
egregious
time ago, this
errors
guy
ever.
was so lost, man.
Yeah,
This
but
guy was.
Joe's been anti-Cowherd. I can attest to that for years. I
He's
remember him
terrible.
putting up IG stories just ripping Colin Cowherd because he had the Packers too low in his power
Well, Mike, we just talked about it on the Bob Does Sports
rankings.
podcast that the
He
first
didn't like.
time Jet ever met Joe, he walked into my house and Joe was screaming at the TV at Colin Cowherd because in his herd hierarchy, he had the
There you
Packers
go.
at
Yeah, there you
nine
go.
and
There you go. Yeah,
seven.
don't. Yeah,
The
Joe didn't
Packers
like
were a
that.
top five team that year, the entire year.
It's
Aaron won
crazy.
the MVP. It was not even a question.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then Jet said he walked in and he saw, he's like, holy shit, this guy's real. Like, this guy's real. I do want to talk about something that it's not real. And I've always said that Joe is not a real human being. D, I want you to tell Mike, I don't know if you've heard this yet. We saw the surgery that Joe had on the top of the teeth. By the way, hold out from 157 yards and hit him with the eagle
I
screech
saw
in
that.
Bob.
Yeah,
One
I
of
saw that. Yeah.
the funniest clips, I think, in Bob this way. A, I think it might be impressive, more impressive than the hole in one with how far it was. But then to take the teeth out and do that when
Yeah.
nobody knew that he didn't have tough teeth was one of the funniest
People are
things
flabbergasted.
I've
They're
seen.
asking left from right what the fuck happened. Some people went as far as to say that the garage door incident took my teeth
Well, you know, that's the
out.
problem, Joe. The internet's gonna take their narrative and they're gonna run with it. That's just
Yeah.
what's gonna happen.
Mikey,
So,
on another show or something, apparently we had mentioned that Ticket was quitting Bob to Sports as a joke.
people
And
were up in
then
arms.
I'm getting all these DMs like, what happened to Ticket? And you forget
Yeah.
that you it even said it or whatever, and they believed
Yeah.
it. But Joe, tell them what happened the other day at the dentist. This is wild.
So I had to go in for my second procedure. The first one, I had to get this bone grafts put in my top gums. I had to get the four teeth extracted. They had to go in a separate one because it was too much to do it in one procedure. They had to slice open my lower gums, and they had to clear out all the excess of bacteria, whatever bacteria buildup that was in there. So they had sent a consent form for me to fill out, which I didn't get. I don't know if I just didn't get the email or whatnot. So I wasn't able to sign for it. Nicole went to go pick up my antibiotics, but because I didn't sign the consent forms, I wasn't able to take the medication prior to the surgery. I had to go in early before my procedure, sign the consent forms, and then take my anesthesia and everything to go to sleep. I was concerned. I told Bob this. I was concerned because I said, I don't think, it's going to do anything if I don't take it early on enough before the procedure that I'm it's going to be an issue. They assured me as long as you took it half an hour before, the anesthesia would kick in and whatnot. So I go in, I sign these papers, I take my pills. I'm supposed to be asleep and I just don't fall asleep. I'm wide awake. And they're slicing me open, Michael. They're fucking drilling. I'm not lying when I said it was probably the worst hour and a half to 2 hours of my life in terms of pain
Now,
and
I was going to say,
agony.
so you
Sorry.
felt everything?
But Mikey.
Well, part of my bottom teeth was numbed, like they put
Right.
that numbing stuff, but I mean, they
Novocaine?
were, yeah, but they were going in so hard I could feel
But
it,
Mikey,
Mikey. Right.
the nurse could not believe that he was not asleep. They couldn't believe it.
So they gave me another anesthesia, a second pill, which should have tranquilized me. And I was still awake. And I'm holding on to the chair, Mikey. I'm clasping on to the chair for dear life because I'm in agony. And I'm telling the lady. And so then they're like, they gave me another. And I was awake for the whole fucking thing, bro. Take a look at this. I sent Bob this picture. This was the fucking, that was
Wow.
what they were
It's like
doing on
Saw.
me.
I tell you what, that looks like the scene from Hostel when that
Bro,
movie
I'm
Hostel
telling
when
you,
the guy had the fucking.
I thought I was in the episode of Saw. Like it was like they were just, it was so painful, and I was in such agony, and like there's nothing I could do. I mean, they were like, they're trying to numb me more, but I could feel everything. She was like, I could feel them slice open my gums. Look at this.
Oh my God, bro.
You
Oof.
see that?
I mean,
They had to stitch
you
each
know how that's gotta
individual.
hurt because, like, if you just get like a normal canker
Bob, did you see
sore or
that?
like a little sore, you know how much that fucking hurts. Just
I
like a
could
little
feel them,
thumb injury.
Mikey. I
Forget
could
about
feel her
that.
stitching each individual part of my gum back together. It was, I'm telling you,
But
it
Joe,
was one of the worst.
why didn't they give you like, don't they give like the laughing gas or something
Well, that's
that
anesthesia, Bob. It was supposed to put me asleep. I took two full capsules. I couldn't fall. Like I was wide awake.
But
It
that's
didn't
classic
put me
Joe. I
under.
mean, that's classic for him. I mean, 99.9% of humans are going
Dude,
out there and he wouldn't go down. He
what
wouldn't go
that's
out.
like that remind when they stretchered me out of the house with my back to go into the emergency room for my back last year or 2 years ago. They tried when I got in there because I couldn't, once they laid me flat, I couldn't turn on either
Oh
side.
my
They wanted me
God.
to turn or sit up. I couldn't do any of that. So they gave me Vicodin, they gave me Percocet, they gave me all these things. They tried to give me nothing, allowed me to move until they fucking mainlined me with a morphine drip.
Oh
And
my
then that was the
God.
only thing that got me to move, bro. Like similar, like it just was not, nothing was working. I was just so far gone at that point. But when Joe said tranquilizer, all I could think of was like in old
Yeah.
school when Will Ferrell gets hit with the dart, you know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Oh
But
man, it was
that's Joe. I we went when we were in the Dominican, they gave us like a spa day and they have before you go in, they have like the hot tub, the cold plunges or whatever.
Love
So
that.
like I go right into the cold plunge and it's one of
Oh,
those where
best. It
it's
was
an
cold.
awesome one. So you go
Best.
down and like I did it for like 3.5 minutes, but through it, I mean, you know, like you're focusing on your breathing, like you're not, it's not a fun experience. And like I'm focusing on my breathing, like I'm watching the clock, waiting for this thing to get to 3 minutes.
Right.
Cutsy's in the sauna. So then I go into the hot tub. I watch Cutsy go into the cold plunge and I'm like, Just thinking to myself, like, I'm gonna watch this. Like, I just want to see how he takes the cold plunge.
Was he just laying in there like it was nothing?
You would have thought he was in a hot tub. He went in.
Oh,
And he's relaxed and he's talking to another guy. And he's like, so where are you playing this weekend? Like, what courses? And I'm watching him. He's in there for like seven,
especially
eight minutes.
if you're going from hot into
Yeah,
that's even
I went
more
from
of
the
like a
sauna
crazy
right
thing.
into it.
Yeah,
I
man.
could do that cold plunge for almost 10 minutes. I think I did it once with Nicole. I told her I could do 10 minutes
I
and I
love the
was
cold plunge, man.
submerged there. But you got like stuff like that. You just got to accept it. You just got to go
That
in.
is one of those things that I've noticed, though. If you do it on a daily basis, like your body does acclimate to
I
it.
mean, I
Like
don't do it
it's
on a
not the
daily
same.
basis,
It's
but
not the same doing it if you're doing it a lot as it is when you haven't done it in a very long time and you go in. You know
a
what I
lot of
mean?
that shit is mental, Michael. It's mental.
Yes.
Well, then
If
maybe
you're
I'm a
bigger,
mental pussy, but I
no,
could.
I'm just, I just.
But I've never seen somebody go. Like, I think I'm pretty good at it. I do it
Yeah,
almost
you did
every
well,
day.
Bob.
But then you see this guy's relaxing. It's like 8 minutes fucking in, and I'm watching him. It's ridiculous.
Maybe he's just truly built different, Bob. You
No,
know?
he's like the Nate Diaz of regular human beings. Like,
There you go.
you can't knock him out. You can't
Oh, you
just
could knock me out. You could definitely knock me
well,
out. It
that
would take. You could knock
bouncer,
him down, but not knock him
no,
out.
that bouncer knocked him out real
That
good
guy was
outside of
built. You ever
that.
watch the Jerry Springer show? You know the main guy, he had the security.
Steve?
Yeah, he looked exactly like
The
him.
bald guy,
Bald,
Steve. Yeah.
stocky, and he just clocked me, Michael.
Yeah.
I went down like a stack of bricks.
Man, I couldn't. When he sent me that picture, those pictures of the dentist, like,
Bro, it was
holy
bad. It
shit,
was fucking
man.
bad.
Just
And I'm thinking,
wild.
I'm sitting there, I'm just pissed off. I'm thinking, I'm paying for this shit. I'm literally paying for a torture chamber right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and I know that bill ain't fucking short either, bro. I know that.
I kept asking, when is it done? When it was a 2-hour procedure.
Oh,
Yeah.
God.
That, but by the way, that's the price of that new kitchen you're getting renovated there, Mikey. That's a
I
big
know it ain't
ol'.
cheap, bro. I know it ain't
Nah,
cheap. I
it's
know
a
it ain't cheap.
real big old boy.
Thank God for
But
the
again,
Chiefs.
you'll be happy. Thank God for the Chiefs is right. He ended
You
up going
cashed
with
out
the
though,
hedge.
Michael.
I did. I
Tell
did.
him,
Now
Mike. Now I gotta ask you something, Mikey.
Yeah.
Did you send, because then DraftKings posted like this better has this. You had to send that into DraftKings, no?
No, because originally BR Betting posted
Right.
it, and BR Betting has like 1 point something
They're
million.
big.
They're
Yeah.
big. So they had put up a story, and the story said, if you have any futures that are left relying on the Chiefs or the Bills to win the Super Bowl, shoot us the thing. So I'd spoken to them through DMs previously, so I know it was an open messaging. So I sent them the clip, and then boom, they put it up. And then you know who hit me up was Nazar Jason, our Jason from Doing
Nazareth.
Things. Right.
Nazareth.
Right. He hit me up for something else unrelated for a DraftKings obligation. I sent him a screenshot of the future bet.
Oh, then he sent
And
it to
then
them.
he sent it to them, and then
Ah.
DraftKings posted, then another account posted it. So yeah, I didn't cash out before the Bills game, obviously, but then after the Bills game. And honestly, I wouldn't have cashed out for the Super
Were
Bowl,
you
but the
nervous?
oh, extremely. I mean, extremely. I mean, it was a sweat. I mean, it wasn't like, I mean, that game was a classic Chiefs Bills. Again, it came down to the wire, you know what I mean? And I feel really bad for Josh Allen,
Now,
man.
there were
I
some bad
really,
calls on that
there's
first
bad
down.
calls. I don't even want to get into blaming the officials, man, because like there was the Bills had chances. I didn't like the 2-point conversion calls. I didn't like how McDermott kept running the same quarterback sneak to the same side every single time. Kincaid drops that ball that Allen somehow threw that fourth down ball that made it into his hands that he didn't catch. But I do feel bad for Josh, man, because it's like Buffalo. I feel bad for Buffalo fans in general because this team is snake bitten, bro. I mean, they
It's
are one of
bad,
the most
man.
snake bitten franchises I've ever. They come so close so many times, and that it's just brutal. It's just brutal. And then, you know, the cash out, I cash out because that line in the Super Bowl stinks. There's no advantage of hedging
It's
because the
almost
line
an
is.
even line.
That's what I'm saying. If the Eagles were a 4 or 5 point underdog, totally different animal there because I can money line them, but there's no value in money lining the Eagles. So that was it.
The thing too, I was thinking about it, like you see the Chiefs are favored like 1, 1.5. I've made the mistake of betting against them before. Like at this
Yeah.
point, like why? Like you
You
would think
can't.
we
You
would have
just bet the
learned.
Chiefs. You shouldn't take the
Yeah,
Chiefs.
like you
And if you
can't.
lose with the Chiefs, you're like, you know what?
That's right.
It's like
That's
losing
right.
with pocket aces. You know, going
Good
into
analogy.
pre-flop, that you're at as good of an advantage as you can be with the best quarterback in the world.
It's a good analogy.
Hey, like I'm willing to take my chances. Like you're going against it if you bet against them. And I took the Bills, and it's like,
You 100%, if you bet the Super Bowl and you're going to take the Eagles, and by the way, the Eagles could win. The Eagles are excellent team. They're top to bottom defense, offense. They're a really, really good team. They run the ball, they defend. But
you
if
see,
you lose with the Eagles, you certainly are going to feel
yeah,
like 10 times of a bigger jerk off than if you lose
I
with the
agree.
Chiefs. For
Yeah,
sure.
you go down with Mahomes.
Yeah. I
And
mean, that's
also
just the
too,
way it is.
there's so much hate on the Chiefs, granted, because they win all the time. And I think maybe the Swift thing, like Mahomes is at, to me, one of the most likable guys. He really
Oh.
is. Like, there's really nothing to not like about him. I think the Taylor Swift thing has definitely affected things, but it's just like also too with the Taylor Swift things. It's like I will say I'm not the biggest Taylor Swift guy, but when they do show her, they show her for a little bit. Who cares? Like I don't think it's
Yeah.
that big of a deal.
I get old, Bob.
But
I
like,
think.
but rather than what, it's not like you're missing play. Like they'll show her for 5 to 10 seconds, and then they'll go back to it, but it's not the biggest to me. It keep it moving.
I think people dislike Mahomes for reasons that are out of his own control.
His brother,
I
his
think that
dad.
his brother, his
Yeah.
wife, and the fact that he gets
How
those
about his
calls,
dad?
the fact. Yeah, the father, I mean, like, I don't want to get into that. Like, the dad with the DUIs and stuff. Like, but I mean, people find his brother Jackson extremely annoying, which,
Get it.
as understood, his wife they find extremely annoying, which, again, you know, I'm not, you see it, you know, I'm not going to say anything about it, but I mean, I think that's part of the reason people don't like him. And then lastly, the officials. You know, I think people really started to get a little pissed off when he took like that, when he did that flop out of bounds against the Texans that didn't get
Smart
called a
though.
penalty, but did you see it? You know, I
Yeah.
think people get pissed at that, like they do with LeBron with the flopping and stuff like that. But to me, like if you were like LeBron is the best NBA player since Jordan, Mahomes is the best NFL quarterback since Brady.
I think he might be better than Brady.
I think, and LeBron's a huge Ohio State guy. I think Mahomes is so much more likable than LeBron James. I mean, I don't even think it's
Yeah.
close. I think
Mahomes
everything
is a
that people
classy
dislike,
winner too.
that's, I think
Yes.
everything people dislike about Mahomes is outside of his control. I
I
don't think
agree.
it's him personally.
Yeah, I think that's a good point because you're 100% right. Yeah, it's nothing that he can control. It's the what it's everything you just said, I think is spot on.
I think people just are so fed up when they see someone win again and again and
Yeah.
again and
Yep.
again.
Yep.
It's like they're, even if there's no reason to hate somebody, you'll start hating someone just because they're like, they want to see a changing of the guard. They don't want to see someone continue to succeed. So there's reasons there.
It's like
But if you're
I'm
taking Mahomes and the Chiefs, it's a good play.
imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Well done, D man. Yeah, they have. They've been with us for quite some time, man. And by the way, big successful show last week. The Brilliantly Dumb Show was rocking last week, which was really cool. So we got a really, really good thing going here, and we appreciate AG1 who has been with us for quite some time, like Joe said. Let's jump on into our buy or sell part of the show here. I had the buy, I had the sell. Bryce Mitchell's tone-deaf, dumbass comments, and then the buy of how Dana handled it. I thought it was fucking awesome. Watch that if you can. I never even have, like, to me, like, he's done. Like, there's no coming back from that
No, there's not.
comment.
There's
There's
not.
none.
Because if, listen, if he's willing to say that in a public forum, just imagine what he says
Oh, man.
in privacy. You know what
Right.
I'm saying? And again, I'm all for free speech. If you want to air yourself out as a person like that, That's your business, but I could only imagine the shit this guy says in the privacy of his own,
It's a
if he's
problem.
willing to put that out in the universe.
Yeah,
Really bad.
Joe said the thing that's true. Like Dana, the way he can like make things go away, the way he handles the stuff, it is like amazing. Do you remember that one guy won a fight after, and then Joe Rogan gives him the mic and he starts ripping the N-word like multiple times, and they
A
asked
white guy?
Dana, no, black
Oh,
guy.
okay. Oh,
He
I'm...
starts saying the N-word, and they asked Dana, and Dana goes, "He's black. What do you want me to do?" And so he's like, "What do you want me to do? He's black. What am I gonna
You
say?"
know what
And
I think it is? He says things with conviction. Like,
yeah.
if someone goes in and like they handle it like they know what they're doing and that
Yes.
they're not concerned about it, they're not on the fence, they're not like, trying to be articulate and worried about, like, he just goes in there. He says what he thinks, he says it with conviction, and he puts it to rest, and that no one questions it.
Yeah.
I don't want to turn this into a Dana White glazing session because it shouldn't be. I mean, and listen, I mean, Bob is truly friends with the guy. I mean, I don't know him whatsoever, but what sold me on Dana White forever was when he was on whatever podcast it was, and they asked him, "What do you want your legacy to be remembered
Oh,
as? Like,
about the
what's the
kids that
one thing?"
died.
And he was like, "I just want to be remembered as a good dad." And that really, really, to me, was like, and I don't believe he's full of shit for the reasons that Joe just said. He's not a wishy-washy type of guy. He's gonna give you his take. You're either gonna like it or you're not gonna like it. I don't think he really cares. That's an advantage of being a successful entrepreneur like he is. You don't have to care if people like you or not. But for him to say that, I think it was very sincere, and that was to me the point where I was like, this guy's I think, a genuinely good guy. So
Yeah.
that was what sold me on him.
Okay, let's go Joey D by yourself.
I'm gonna buy. I went for dinner. Was it last night or 2 nights ago? I saw something that I have not seen before, and I think it's really innovative, smart, and it not only helps you with the convenience, but it helps the service staff as well. They put the bill down, and on the bill, there's a little QR code that you can scan, and you can pay the bill yourself without even having the server come to the table. So it pops open an app. I think it's called Toast. You go in there, it has an itemized receipt there for you, which you have the bill on the table as well. It gives you the option to either do it with on your wallet with your pay, like Apple Pay, or you can input your credit card, whatever you want to do. The tip option is right there. It says 100% of the proceeds go to the service staff, and you can choose your percentage. It took me 2 minutes, I was done. And
I
had I
like
been
that.
waiting for the server who's busy dealing with other people, I probably would have waited 5, 10 more minutes, which is not a huge ordeal, but sometimes you're towards the end of the thing and you just like kind of want to get your bill, you want to be done with it, and you have the option to go.
Wait till you're taking little JoJo out for dinners too. I
Well,
mean,
that's what I'm saying. So this is the
when you
first
want to get
time.
out, you want to get the fuck out. Like
And
when
Bob, you
I'm
know
ready to
this
go with the
was
kids, I got to get out. We got to
this was
go.
at Limoncello, Bob. So it
It's
was not like a shitty restaurant. It was like very high end. It was done very tastefully.
Joe,
Because sometimes stuff like that could be like kind of wishy-washy. It was done very well. I had
It's
no
a good
issues.
idea, honestly. It's a good
And once
idea.
I made the payment, it immediately goes to them. So they know I paid. So I
Right.
went to say to the server, I paid. He's like, "Oh, I already know. It went through. Thank you so much." And I was on my way. And
You
the
ever
place was packed.
pretty
You know
good.
what I
Pretty
had for the
good.
first time, Joe, that I've always wanted to try there? Find it. Do you see the antipasta bar that they have? Yeah, it's not bad. It's pretty
Is it a
good.
bar? They bring something, or is it like you walk
They
up and
cut
go to it?
fresh San Daniele prosciutto, and then they
Yeah, it's
have
not
the eggplant and stuff. It's,
nice.
you know what I had
Cold,
last night, Bob?
cold antipasta.
Yeah, you know what I had, Bob, last night, which I mean, it's not cheap. I didn't realize it was a little more expensive than I
Don't
thought. But
say it. Don't say it. The Osso
yes,
Buco.
Osobuco's
Oh
great. Osobuco's
my,
great.
yo, this.
Right.
I can't eat like tough food right now, so I thought it would be tender. This thing was falling off the bone, Michael. And the bone
Yeah.
marrow,
The
they
bone
give
marrow,
the
yeah.
little
Yep,
fork
yep, yep,
inside, so you
yep,
just scoop.
yep.
It was done on a bed of
Veal or
saffron.
pork? Veal.
Veal. It was
Veal.
done on a bed
Yeah.
of saffron risotto that was fucking
Yeah.
unbelievable. Now, the price tag was high, but I'm
No
telling
one,
you,
yeah, no.
yeah.
But I'm saying, we'll move past the price tag. No,
No,
nobody.
but I want to be articulate about it, because I don't want to make. Why are we laughing, Bob? I'm just trying to say,
Because
I am
you did,
saying it.
you already said that the price tag was
Because
high.
he prefaced the entire talk about the Osso Buco with the price tag.
Correct.
Because it
correct.
Would be like telling someone, go get Wagyu steak. I don't want someone to go in and be like, oh my God.
Osso
I'm
Buco
saying,
isn't to that degree of absurd.
It was a pretty high price. Like it
was it a special?
It's high up.
Yeah,
there.
It was a special.
Well, listen, if you're gonna order off the special menu, if you listen, number one, I think you want to talk about an underrated thing, and it's very simple. I love hearing the specials.
Yeah,
I'm a big
I
specials
do.
Guy.
I
want
too.
To hear the specials. I enjoy that very
I
much.
Love
Number
it.
One, I want to see how the waiter's going to deliver it, because I think the delivery in the specials,
yes.
the way the waiter's telling it, is a big factor. It could be one waiter tells the special, I don't like it. The other waiter tells the same exact special.
How are you
going to
sell
it?
How are you
right.
selling it?
So
you know,
But if you're going to order off a special menu, you know you're digging in your pocket a little bit. That
I
just
know.
Comes with the territory.
I just don't want to say go order this because it's like it was tremendous. The main reason I ordered it is because I can't chew 90% of the shit right now. So
I was
like,
going to ask you.
I wanted to get something as
I was
going to
ask you how that was.
Yo,
yes.
You're going to dinner with Jet tonight, right?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Here's what
just
you
you
do.
Two?
He can.
Yeah, I want to go. I want to take the kid out for a nice dinner.
I want to take the kid
Jesus
out.
Christ. Who is he? Tiny Tim?
Yes, he would hate that. If he heard that,
he would be.
He would be.
I call people
living.
The kid all the time. I love Jet. I want to spend the night with him. It's a big night for us. We're going to be wagering on some games.
He's like, Jet, let's go out to dinner. My treat.
Yeah. I want to take the kid out. He deserves it.
I didn't say that. Don't pretzel this, you fucks. I didn't say that. I just said I want to go out with the kid. I call
hey,
him the kid.
Clip. That's clip.
By the way, Bob, you used to call him the kid was his initial nickname.
Before the Jet, true.
Yeah. He
wow.
used to be the kid, so.
But watch him. Like, I was out to dinner with him the other night. He can't make, he hates when the waiter gives the specials. It's very awkward from he doesn't like the talking. Like, he can't make eye contact with the
server. But he
doesn't
have to talk. All he's got to do is listen.
Yeah. He freaks out. He gets very fidgety.
Well, when I'm there, he just has me do everything, the whole ordering. So,
but,
like, it won't be.
But also, too, like, and this part, I think I've sold it before. It's too much. He also hates when they bring over the thing of all the steaks to look
he
at the different
it,
cuts. Yeah. And I think that's actually a little overplayed. I can do without
I agree. I don't think there's any, because you're not getting the exact one that they're rolling out on the card anyway. It's just, it's a waste of time, man. I know.
I agree.
It's just a waste
of time. It depends.
A
lot of people
it's
don't
show.
Know,
it's for
though.
The show.
It's
correct.
For the show, but it also, it does show like the marbleization of the meat. It shows the cut. I'm actually for that. I think it goes a long way. If it's done right, again, Mikey, it's like, if you're doing the selling of the specials,
right.
if you're showing the cuts of meat in a proper
right.
way, it can be very beneficial. We used to do a competition at work. Whoever could sell the most specials, we do like over like a weekend or whatever, they would get like a gift card. So like, it was like a competitive thing to try to force the waiters to like go outside of their comfort zone to sell as many specials as possible.
Did you see?
Because oftentimes the chefs bring in something.
I would love to just go tableside and have Joey D just
Mikey,
start slinging out special orders.
We
like
I used to sell truffles
week.
Like you wouldn't fucking believe. I was like the truffle king.
Oh,
man.
The truffle slinger.
Oh. Oh, the truffles.
Give him the white truffle.
He used to. When you go to the restaurant, you would think, you know, he's your friend. He's going to come over, go buddy, buddy.
Yeah.
Flip on that switch and right to business mode, dude. It's like he didn't even fucking know you. He'd go into the specials. He would
Listen,
be
man.
Now you do have to be sold the specials. I like that, Mike, and I agree with it. Depends who's selling you the specials. But I would think, I mean, Joe, you would know better, but I do think to a degree that backs up the restaurant a little bit by it takes a little while for them to go.
I don't like when
thing.
They have seven specials in a restaurant. You gotta have the right amount. Is like three to four specials.
Yeah.
You have
no,
like an
I'm
Italian
talking
restaurant.
About the tray. I'm talking about the tray.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying even with the specials, like there's times where you're just hearing them rattle it off. After like three or four, you've lost me. Like,
yeah,
lost
I mean, I want to hear maybe two appetizers, specials,
is,
a pasta, and a meat. That's
what's
it.
What's a pasta?
Maybe
of the, like a pasta special of the day.
Right.
Normally there's a cut of meat, a fish.
Yes.
And then you have like a
one
soup of the day or
two.
An appetizer
right.
that is nice. And that's it. You keep it clean. You keep it simple, right? Like you don't come to the table with like seven, eight things because you lose.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
I got something. I took a screenshot for you guys. Luna Wood Fired Pizza, official sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
What do you got, their specials?
Luna Lou put up a post today, okay, talking about the chicken parm olivaca garden salad and our cheesy bread. $40 feeds 4 to 6. That's the promo, is this chicken parm. Okay. Yet he posted a picture of a tray of cookies that he got from the supermarket. Did you see that?
That is bizarre, man.
Bro, it's one of the wilder posts. I meant to send it to you guys. It says, tonight we have your favorite, thinking he's going to talk about the cookies that he clearly got from the grocery store.
This is a story?
No, it's a post. And then he goes, chicken parmesan olivaca garden salad and our cheesy bread, $40, 4 to 6 feeds. It says nothing about the cookies whatsoever.
I don't
see what I'm talking.
Anywhere.
And you know what? I bet he took it. Can you call him, Mikey?
Yeah, I could call him.
Call him and ask him.
I don't know if he's going to answer, but I'll call him.
Yeah. Call him. I bet he took it down. Now, this is the official backup of Joe Flacco at Delaware University. This is going to be Luna. Do you see it, Joe?
No. I see the Super Bowl post.
So he took it down. It was the craziest post I've ever seen. Is it ringing, Mikey?
Yeah, it's ringing.
Hey, cuz.
Cuz. Can you guys hear him?
Yeah.
All right, Lou, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you're live on the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Come on, cuz.
All right, seriously? Seriously. Bob wants to know about this post that you put up about a chicken vodka dish that feeds 4 to 6 people. He was very interested in seeing what it looked like, but apparently there was a tray of cookies rather than the parm. Can you speak to this?
Hold on, I'm getting hit with a lot of information right now. You're talking about pasta vodka and then cookies. I'm not following you here.
The post, he put the post promoting the chicken parmesan, but the picture was of a tray of cookies.
Bob said there was a post promoting some chicken parmesan vodka dish that feeds 4 to 6 people, but the picture was a picture of cookies.
No chicken parmesan.
No chicken parm to be found.
I can't say that. I've never really promoted.
Bob, send Bear down the picture, Bob. Send Bear
down.
He's
never promoted cookies before, Bob.
Yeah, he's got somebody's doing his social.
Yeah, I tell you what, you may be hacked. You may be hacked. Well, we got to look
into
this.
Maybe it was a bio.
I don't see the post anymore either. So we're of the belief that the post was deleted.
Maybe it was Nikki Juice who put it up.
Bob said to text him that because there could be a security breach concern.
100%.
So we can't have that.
Nikki Juice probably put that up.
Spam.
Joe thinks that Nikki Juice might have put it up. Your own brother might have sabotaged you. And you know what? Seeing the arguments you guys have had in the past, I wouldn't put it past him.
Nikki, by sabotaging me, he sabotages himself.
All right, buddy. I'll let you go. I love you.
And tell him I just sent it to him.
All right, he said he loves you guys. All right, bye-bye.
Man, I'm
one of the greatest. One of the greatest to ever do it.
If you are in the Jersey era, go to Luna Wood Fire Them. And if you meet Lou, he's one of the funniest characters I think I've ever fucking met. I'll send it over to you, mate. It had to be just a wrong post or whatever.
I tell you, we went there the other night. My father came over to see the kids. We went over there. I had a veal chop special. It was very good. Nice veal chop
there
on the
go.
Bone. Very nicely done.
Even I had to hit up Biz from Spitting Chicklets, who's one of my all-time favorites. He promoted that we were going to have videos coming
out.
Lou's
calling me back now. This could be serious now. Let's see what's going on here. Lou, you're still live on the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Also, check out what Bobby Burger just sent me.
Okay, all right, let me see. Bob sent something wrong, didn't he? Let me see.
Oh, no. Oh, what did you send him,
Bob? This is from luna.woodfired.pizza, which is not Luna Woodfire Tavern. This is a different Luna Woodfired Pizza account.
He really is brilliantly dumb.
Oh, the goldfish is back. Are you serious?
Oh, he couldn't come up with some real restaurant name.
Goodbye, Luke. Goodbye. I
now
tell
you're
you what,
be a loose bat
we need a big old hand up accountability on that one, Bobby.
This is Woodfire Pizza in Naugatuck, Connecticut.
Oh my God, man. Guy almost
That's
put
really
the Woodfire
bad.
Out of business.
That's
oh,
really bad.
Man.
Well,
and here
shame
we were
on
thinking that Lou had no control over his business.
Yeah, which he
Bro,
does.
I was looking on the page and I'm like, where the fuck is it? And he's like, he must have deleted it.
By
and
the
I'm
way, the Instagram like, page is really well run. I mean, it
does a nice job. Does a nice job. Yeah, he's got somebody. He does a nice job.
He got a Super Bowl special. You should go check it out.
Yeah,
the pizza. But I like the pizza there too. I mean, the pizza's not bad at all.
Not the one in Connecticut. No. The one in Jersey.
Yeah, not Waukesha. Waukesha,
Connecticut.
What are we doing?
Wow, that's bad. Jesus. That's bad. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's go to Mikey V. Buy or sell.
Yeah, I'm gonna sell, man. I got to sell this guy. I mean, listen, you know, this is the kind of guy where I've tried to give this guy the benefit of the doubt multiple times over, but I got to sell this Cam Newton, man. His comments, that this guy, every week it's something else. This week he says, his quote from this week that had everybody up in arms, I'm going to sell it. I don't know who really is defending that he would never trade in his MVP for a Super Bowl. That is one of, and the quote behind it was so ridiculous. The quote behind it was, and I have it right, I thought I had it. Yeah. I know that's not the popular pick. I'm not trying to be popularized. My take is I'm taking my individual success because I did my job. That's a direct quote from Cam Newton.
What a piece of work.
I just like, is. You know, like, dude, like, I don't know, man. Championships are forever. Nobody's going to remember that MVP. I'm sorry. Like, you ask people who the Super Bowl champion was, people who watch like 5 years ago, like maybe they can't, a casual fan, but nobody's going to remember MVP. You get remembered for Super Bowl rings and, I don't know. I just, that's such a crazy take to me, man. Like, I'm just, I got
to
sell that.
I think he's still
butthurt
over
take.
Losing that Super Bowl to the Broncos.
Sure he is, but like, you don't say that, man. Like, I don't know. It's
by the way, the guy saw a fumble drop. He didn't have the individual presence to jump on it.
I remember
how about that?
Play.
Yeah. How about that?
Well, because he already got the MVP. There was no need to fall on the phone.
nothing else needed to do. He just stood there and watched while the ball could have been retrieved.
He had another viral clip that I just saw last night, Mikey, where he said, without a doubt, that 5 to 10 years from now, the WNBA is going to be bigger than the MLB. And it's just like.
Again, Bob, I'm telling you, people are saying brash, outlandish comments to stay relevant within the space. This is a guy who dominated the NFL for years and now is known more for his hats and the shit that he wears and the antics that he puts out than for actually being someone in the space who is actually giving good takes and giving some kind of like popular, like something you could take home with you or like some kind of like feedback on the game. You know,
yeah,
so
I mean,
they just say shit to get fucking in the news.
I'm all for like the hot take business. Like, I get it. And like a lot of the hot takes, I'll just let roll off my shirt. But when you say something like, I'd rather have an individual, and he was dead serious and he would like double down on it. And everybody was talking about it this week. Like, when you say something like that and you say you'd rather take the individual award over the Super Bowl ring, like, man, that's got to piss off so many people.
Why he doesn't have a Super Bowl, Mikey.
That's got to piss off so many people that he played with. That'll never say anything, but I'm sure that pisses off a lot of people that he played with. There's no doubt in my mind because that's just like it affirms anybody who played with him and maybe believed like this guy was more of an eye first guy than a team first guy. Like that kind of confirms it and puts the nail in that coffin as far as I'm concerned.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Let's sell Michael. Bob sold on him ever since the elevator incident at the hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a dick to you, right?
Yeah.
With the why'd you say hello? Me. You don't know me.
Oh yeah. I vaguely remember.
Oh
that.
And the valet guys, warned me before he came in about him because I thought it was so cool. It's like, oh shit, Cam Newton's checking in because we'd always go over their routes and they're like, no, like he's really, really, really tough. Just brutal. And that is going to bring us to our top five. It's an interesting top five, Mikey. I'm going to let you tell the folks what it's going to be. But before, just to recap, Joey D took home the top five YouTuber rankings. I had a lot of fun with that. Watching Mikey do the list, like him throwing out OG Lot was
That guy's
awesome.
funny. That guy's funny.
Yeah, he really is. God's he doing the
He
was
hit
good.
me up, actually.
Did oh about it?
Yeah, he messaged
Oh,
me. He
I
DM'd
would have
me.
liked to know
I
this.
forgot to tell you. Hold on. I got it. He said a lot of people actually hit him up
Good for
about him
show.
being on the show. And he said to me, hold on, I'm gonna pull it up. Here he
Yeah,
goes.
Mason Nutt
He
thanked
says,
me.
no less than 80 people sent me this yesterday. Appreciate the shout out. Top tier impersonation too, bro. And then he said, you're a fucking legend, gang. No cap. Hope to see y'all at the waist. What
We
a
sent
real
it.
one, man.
Yeah, we sent him some have a day. We saw him we sent him some have a day stuff. Mikey, I wanted you
That's a
at the waist.
pipeline.
I wanted you so bad at
I
the waist,
know. I
man.
know, man. I know.
Devastating.
Next
That was
year.
so
Next
much
year.
fun when you were
I thought
there
you were
last year.
coming. I know, man. It's just so much going on right now. I just
Yeah.
it's next year for sure. For sure.
Yeah. We're gonna meet up with Pava with the Pavia.
Yeah.
He hit me
Yeah.
back this morning,
Oh,
but
did
yeah.
he? Okay, good.
He got back to
Okay.
me this morning.
Good, good,
He
good.
texted me last night. I texted him back. He got back to me this morning. All right. So Joey D took it home last week. I thought I had the list, man. I thought I had that locked down, but by a pretty big margin, Joey D won. I forget who you had me,
I had
Paige.
you, Bryson,
Bryson
Paige,
was big.
Trent Ryan, and Mason Nutt.
Yeah, it's a good list. Mason hit me up actually about that. Great guy. Big win for Joey D. I came in second. Mikey, why don't you tell the folks what they're going to be getting this week?
Yeah, so we've been firing out the last 2 weeks on Twitter, recommendations for the top five, and we're taking one again from Twitter this week. So every Saturday morning or weekend morning, just be on the lookout for that to get your top five suggestion in because we are taking them directly from the people. Because a great pod is only as great as its listeners and its viewers. We don't make the pod. The viewer and the listener makes the pod. And that's a direct correlation to our top five today is the top five from the people for the people. And we have today the top five things to do with the boys. Top
Love it.
five things to do with the boys.
Think that's great. I think it's a good one. Should be interesting. Joe, you have the first selection. Do you want first, third, second?
Yeah, I'm gonna go number one.
He's good.
I just think it's
Bob,
gonna
Bob, what are
hit.
you taking three or two, Bob?
Give me number two, actually. It might give you third, so you go ahead, Joe.
All right. So number one, I'm going golfing with the boys.
Yeah.
I think that that's a
I
no-brainer.
know why Bob went too. It's a wily move by Bob to go too, because I do think there's a clear cut number two.
I know what he's gonna
I
take
do.
too.
Yeah, I was whatever Joe went, I was gonna go to the opposite. I do think that's the one pick though, the golf. Give me the NFL Sunday with the boys.
Oh wow, okay. I didn't think you were gonna go there. I really didn't. I
Which one
really
did you say,
I'm
Bob?
gonna
What'd you do?
NFL
NFL
Sunday with the
Sunday.
boys.
Oh wow.
I'm gonna take dinner. I'm gonna
That's
take
what I
dinner.
thought Bob was
Yeah, I
taking
thought Bob for
restaurant.
sure
I
was gonna go
had
dinner,
dinner.
but no, I had to lock in NFL
And then
Sunday.
I had watched the game. So Bob's got watch the game NFL Sunday. So I'll take dinner and then with the boys, I'm gonna do party betting, gambling. Party bet with the
Yeah.
boys, gambling with the boys.
Okay, I'm gonna go with a day drink, spontaneous day drink. Like when you all of a sudden decide you don't plan on drinking and then you all of a sudden decide you're gonna drink during the day.
Yeah, day drink is great.
Yeah, give me a spontaneous day drink.
All right, I'll go bar hopping or clubbing. I don't know what you how you wanna I don't know what you
I mean, I
put.
think clubbing would be such a funnier graphic under Joe's thing, but bar, I'll stick with
Oh,
bar hopping.
I'd say bar hopping,
But
but
if
I
we can
mean
get the clubbing picture of Joe in like the Armani Exchange t-shirt
oh, we
sweating his
got some
balls
good
off in the
one.
Canadian
Dude,
club.
the best bar hopping we ever did, we were in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Yeah, it was
And
a t
me,
that's
Joe,
a
and
real bar
Perez,
hop. Oh
we
man, it was
decided
awesome.
out of nowhere during the day that we were like, let's just go
That's the
get hammered.
spontaneous day drinking, though. I mean,
It
it's
was
very similar. Yep.
oh, so much fun.
And then I'm gonna go. You guys did like NFL Sunday watching the game. I'll go going to the game, like
Yep.
going to a sporting event. So, you know, basketball game, a football game.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Las Vegas trip with the boys.
Wow.
Yeah,
So
it's a
Las
good one.
Vegas.
Las Vegas. Oh yeah, I keep thinking I'm getting a back to back, or I'm not. I'm ready to like fire out my next one. I don't have it.
I'm gonna do put me down for cards, poker night, like poker night with the boys.
Knew you would take that one.
That's a good one.
And then I'm gonna go gaming with the boys, video
That's a good
games.
one. I
I
have that
had
one
the
down my
boys.
list too.
Really strong, Mikey. Really strong.
Back to
That goes
Bob.
back to me. I'm gonna go for a specific bar day, one of the best bar days. March Madness bar day is
Okay.
great.
I'm gonna go casino. Heading to the casino with the crew. Always a good
I
time.
can confirm that is a good time, especially with Joe. That is a good,
Oh yeah,
and
very
then
good
on the
time.
way back, I will
Horn
take
High
a
12.
there you go. The Hornheim Midnight. Then I'm gonna go on the way back. I'll do a barbecue. Barbecue day
It's
with the
going. It's good.
boys.
Last pick, Bob.
Okay, one that I've done with each of you guys, two of my favorite nights of my life with each of you guys. Shout out Kevin Holland's mouthpiece. Shout out Dustin
Fight
Poirier
night,
for Joey D.
UFC fight night.
UFC fight night. Lock me in at five. And then back to Mikey, right?
Last pick,
Yeah,
yeah.
last pick. I'm gonna say this, and it's gonna sound a little weird, but I do think that this has allowed the boys to always stay very close. Group chats with the boys. I think group chatting with the boys, the group text messages with the boys, I think is like, it's very underrated because you get some of these conversations that are like comedy shows.
Oh
So
yeah.
I'm gonna do the group chats with the boys. All
I'll tell
depends
you
on Ink.
this.
That's a big problem.
I want to hear the
Yeah, let's hear
list
the
again.
list.
I think this is going to end up being one of our close, because nobody really had a bad pick. I think it's going to be one of our closer ones.
So we got Joe's got golf, bar hopping, going to a game, casino, barbecue. Bob's got NFL
Good.
Sunday, day drinking, Vegas trip,
Bar
March
day.
Madness bar day, whatever you want to call it, and UFC fight night. I got dinner, party betting, poker night, gaming, video gaming, and then the group chats.
Good list. Yeah,
Yeah, it's gonna be close. It's gonna be
it's gonna be
close.
really, really close. Very good stuff and a very good top five. Shout out to the folks and Mikey. That was a smart idea just to put that on Twitter and see what they said. Shout out
Keep
Berlin the
firing them
Dumb.
in every week.
Yeah, keep firing those in, whether it's in the comments, the Twitter. Make sure you like, comment, share. By the way, shout out the Berlin the Dumb Show tracker, who's just always terrific. Shout out to you boys. Really, really strong episode there of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you next week.